6 months of sprints. A code base that doesn't run in production. A vendor asking for 3 more sprints. And the agent, the actual thing you hired them to build, still hasn't touched a real user. This is not a rare story. It is the modal outcome for founders who hire offshore teams to build AI agents. And the reason rarely shows up in the postmortem. The real bottleneck isn't skill. It's latency. Founders who've been burned on these engagements usually blame the wrong thing. They say the offshore team lacked AI expertise, or underestimated complexity, or overpromised on scope. Some of that may be true. But the mechanism that actually kills the project is quieter. Each async prompt revision cycle running through an offshore ticket queue takes approximately 1 week. That single number is the whole story. As documented in our own analysis of how offshore AI engagements actually fail, a 6-month engagement at 1 revision per week gives you roughly 24 feedback loop. For a traditional CRUD application, 24 feedback loop is plenty. For an AI agent, it is nowhere near enough. Here's why the math is different for agents. A typical software feature has a binary output, it either functions or it doesn't. An AI agent has a probabilistic output that degrades gracefully across dozens of edge cases. You cannot spec your way to a working agent upfront. You discover what working means by watching it process real inputs, then adjusting the prompt, the model selection, the routing logic, and the output format, often simultaneously. That iteration loop has to be fast. At 1 week per cycle, you're doing it in geological time. The offshore cost model was built for a different problem. The traditional justification for offshore development is straightforward: skilled engineers in Poland bill at $40, $100/hour versus significantly higher rates in Western markets. Independent research shows that even a £25/hour developer often lands closer to £60/hour once coordination overhead, management layers, and rework are factored in. For well-scoped, stable requirements, that trade-off can still pencil out. For AI agent work, the hidden coordination cost doesn't just erode the margin, it breaks the product. The reason is architectural. AI agent development requires a feedback loop between the person who understands the business context, the founder or operator, and the person adjusting the model behavior, the engineer. When those two people communicate through a ticket queue across time zones, the feedback loop doesn't slow down linearly, it collapses. The engineer fixes what they think was asked. The founder reviews it a week later and realizes the fix addressed the symptom, not the underlying behavior. A new ticket goes in. Another week passes. Multiply that by every agent behavior that needs tuning, and you understand why 6 months produces nothing deployable. What the Frontier Lab alternative actually costs. The obvious counterpoint is, hire the best. Engage a Frontier Lab embedded program, Microsoft Frontier, Google Cloud FDEs, Anthropic Solutions. These programs exist precisely to put elite AI engineers inside your organization. The price is real. Frontier Lab FDE programs run $500K, $2M per year per engineer, with contract minimum starting at $250,000. For a Series A startup or a mid-market operator, that's not a line item, it's a strategic bet that most cannot take. The programs also carry implied scale minimums. They're designed for companies that already have data infrastructure, MLOps pipelines, and internal AI teams to interface with the embedded engineer. The gap between offshore ticket queue and Frontier Lab FDE is enormous, and most companies sit in the middle with no good option. The embedded pod model, what changes? Globusofti was built specifically for the gap. The embedded pod model puts an engineer directly into the client's Slack and code base from scoping through production with no offshore handoffs. The feedback loop between business context and model behavior compresses from 1 week to one conversation. The structural commitment is a first agent deployed to real users within 30 days. Not a demo. Not staging. Real users, real workload. That constraint forces the engagement to prioritize deployability over feature completeness, which is exactly the right prioritization for agent work. A simpler agent that runs in production teaches you more in 2 weeks than a sophisticated agent that sits in QA for 4 months. The agents that actually ship under this model are concrete and narrow in scope. An inbox intelligence agent that reads, classifies, and routes email. A CRM audit and call list agent that finds stale records and surfaces prioritized outreach. A spam false positive rescue agent that according to our production data recovers 100 plus misclassified messages per day for clients running it. An outbound lead gen campaign agent that handles finding, email verification, personalized copy, and CRM sync end-to-end. None of these are conceptually complex. They are operationally complex, meaning the complexity lives in the edge cases, the model behavior on ambiguous inputs, and the integration with existing tools. That complexity requires fast iteration, not more upfront design. The weekly review cadence is not a formality. One detail that separates agents that stay deployed from agents that get quietly turned off: ongoing model governance. The weekly review covers metrics, prompt performance, and model choices across Claude, GPT, Gemini, and Qwen. The reason: the right model for a task in month 1 is frequently not the right model in month 3. New releases shift the performance/cost curve. Prompt behaviors drift as edge cases accumulate. Without a standing cadence to review those choices, agents degrade silently. This is a maintenance cost that offshore engagements almost never account for. The contract ends, the handoff happens, and the agent is now someone else's problem, someone who didn't build it and doesn't know why specific prompts were written the way they were. Who this actually makes sense for? The embedded pod isn't the right fit for every situation. If you have a well-scoped traditional software project with stable requirements and no real-time feedback dependency, offshore development at competitive hourly rates remains defensible. The calculus changes specifically when the work involves AI agent behavior that needs to be discovered through iteration rather than specified upfront. The cost positioning matters too. The embedded pod is priced at approximately 1/10 the cost of a Frontier Lab FDE program, meaningful access for founders and mid-market teams that the Frontier programs weren't designed to serve. The credentials: 40 plus products shipped, 100M plus users reached, 300 plus engineers led, 8 open source flagships. That includes the AI stack that powered Chingari's growth to 100M plus users. Enterprise scale experience at a price point that doesn't require a Series C. Monthly executive reviews with founder Sumit Ghosh, plus a fractional CTO available for board and investor updates, are the accountability layer that ensures the engagement stays aligned with business outcomes rather than just engineering activity. The question to ask before you sign. Before any AI agent engagement, ask one question: how many business day hours will pass between when I notice a behavior problem and when a revised prompt is in production? If the answer involves a ticket, a time zone handoff, a sprint cycle, or a QAQ, do the math. At 1 week per revision, 6 months of engagement is 24 shots. That's rarely enough to get an agent from first draft to something you'd put in front of a customer. The bottleneck was never the engineering. It was always the loop. If you're evaluating how to structure your first or next agent engagement, the comparison between embedded AI teams and traditional offshore models is worth reading before you commit to a contract structure. And if you're earlier in the process and want to understand what agent types are actually worth building first, the breakdown of AI agent solutions for business automation covers the deployment-ready patterns in detail. The 30-day deployment commitment exists because it forces the right constraints early. Work with Globusofti to get your first AI agent into production and find out what your iteration loop actually looks like when it's measured in hours instead of weeks.